Good morning and a warm welcome to you all. Annyeong haseyo, Manasa Pangapsamida, Yirabuno, Hwanyang Hamida. If you're visiting for the first time, it's great to have you here, and we hope there's a chance to get to know you after the service. A special warm welcome this morning to Mervyn McCulloch, who's leading our worship. Mervyn's a member here, as you know, and is the Director of Strategy for Christian Aid. Leslie is preaching at Cheam URC this morning. The service is being live streamed, so we welcome those joining us from home or elsewhere. Good to have you part of our congregation. Worship continues here at 11:30 with the interactive service, and then at 5 o'clock with the reflective worship. And reminder, please do check the notices that get sent out, particularly read the attachments, lots of detail of forthcoming events. But just to highlight a few, this week, please note that the church is closed on Thursday and Friday for the bank holidays. So I hope you've all got some Platinum Jubilee activities to go to during those 2 days. Update on Christian Aid Week. Big thanks to everyone who's been involved in that. The coffee morning on Friday raised £125.06, which is great. And so far, the running total for the Kingston group is just over 7,000, so that's a good figure. On Wednesday at 10 o'clock here is Tots Praise. They're having a platinum party, so please speak to Sally for information. A bit further ahead, on the 9th of June, Leslie's holding a funerals day. This is an opportunity to talk about the sorts of things that can happen at funerals and to encourage us to let her know what we want to happen at ours. So there's general sessions on Zoom, but also chances to speak to Leslie one-on-one. The next Crafternoon is on June the 11th, and it's a glass and ceramic painting session. And reminder that on Saturday the 25th of June at 3 o'clock, there is a concert for Ukraine here. Finally, we're hoping to organise a trip to the seaside, and who doesn't love a trip to the seaside? If you're interested in joining that or could help organise it, please speak to Catherine. And finally, please do remember all those people of our congregation that are known to us who are unwell or finding life difficult at the moment. Thank you.
Good morning. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's a wonderful opportunity to gather together as God's people and to worship our Lord and Savior. Let us come to the river. Let us be like trees planted by streams of water, putting our roots down deep into God's word and trusting in God's providence, bearing good fruit that will last. Not withering from fatigue, stretching out to receive and be a source of healing. Amen. Stay standing. Let's sing together. Let's get our hearts and our breath in order and enjoy singing For the Beauty of the Earth.
Thank you.
You can sit down now. We're just through Christian Aid Week, and I think the team at the back might be able to play us a video that will help us understand a little bit more of what's going on in the background of Christian Aid.
Matambudziko tingati makuru ingangova isisi vasiwana vadiki kadibi hapana zvatanga tisati takufunga zvakavanyanda chekare kuchinja zvombo zvakatiomera kunzwa mwoyo wangu uchinirwadza kuti mhuri yangu ichapera kufa asi nekuda kwamwari havana kufa zvinhu zvakatibatsira zvinhu zvakatiwandudza zvinoita kuti ndifare ndinokuona mhuri dzangu dzakasimba ndanga ndichivaperekedza noshuvira kuti neremangwana vachazondi chengeta kana vachinge vaona rudzidziso rwakakwana
Christian Aid, we're united by hope, because hope is the enemy of injustice. Hope gives you the inspiration to push through when times are hard, and God calls us to a greater and fuller hope in Him. Let's join as we say a responsive hymn together. If you could please join me in the words in bold, and I will read the words in small case. Let us pray. Establish the work of our hands, O God. We call you faithful to us by the trees of Eden. Faithful to us on the tree of Calvary. Faithful to us from the tree of life's healing. We are your people, so answer us, O God, from the streets of your city, from your river of life, from your throne in heaven. In words of power and mighty deeds, speak to our cries of how long? How long will the bellies of children lie empty? How long will their mothers pray in vain? How long will temperatures rise beyond record? How long will the clouds fail to give rain? How long will the crop fields turn into dust? How long will the floods cover the plain? How long will so few live with far too much? How long will so many be denied what they need? How long before the healing of nations? How long will injustice and suffering remain? But heaven, Lord God, we know this is much of our making. Our scapegoats, our alibis, they all know the truth. Our pointing the finger in prayers of how long echo back in our piety and demand us to answer together, how long? How long? How long will indifference, inequality, and injustice deny compassion, healing, and fullness of life? Come. Come soon, Lord. Let the people rejoice. From Eden to Calvary. From heaven to earth. From Jerusalem to New Jerusalem. Lift every voice to sing Amen. Establish the work of our hands. In the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray together. Amen. Shall we sing a song about God working through us and how God works? Particularly, boys and girls, you might enjoy singing this one. And while you're looking for Amos, which could take a while, we will be approaching God's word, which is at the heart of our worship. I think Martin and Maddie are going to read to us today.
So the first reading is from Revelation chapter 22, and selected verses towards the end of that chapter, beginning at verse 12. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Unless everyone who hears say, come. Unless everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen.
The next reading is from John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. And Jesus is praying to the Father for his disciples. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. That they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Praise God.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Martin. Two extraordinary passages of scripture. Jesus's last prayer together with his disciples before he goes on the journey of crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And then the final passage in the book of the whole Bible, where all creation is reconciled and Christ is restored and the people come. Let us pray. Merciful God, who is more than we can ever imagine, give us a wider vision of the world. Give us a broader view of your justice. Open our eyes and our ears this morning, so that wherever we go, we may hear your voice calling us by name, calling us to serve, calling us to share, calling us to praise, so that we may never give up on the hope of the promise of your kingdom, where our world is transformed and all of us can enjoy life in all its fullness. Amen. So maybe I should say, firstly, can I say thank you for the opportunity to speak to you this morning. I'm Mervyn McCullough. As you heard, I'm one of the leadership team at Christian Aid, where I've had the great privilege of working for the past 4 years. And like all my colleagues in Christian Aid, whenever we're asked to speak about the work of the church, the work of development and relief, I find it an extraordinary opportunity to share, but here particularly to thank you for the incredible support that you give us. Christian Aid Week may be officially over. Wow. You guys did a great job. It is an amazing week. A week in the church's calendar when God's people across the United Kingdom and Ireland join together in an act of solidarity for those suffering from the scandal of poverty and injustice. And as we saw in the video, in her village in Zimbabwe, 70-year-old Janet Sirigo, with all her children and grandchildren, has seen firsthand the desperate hunger that drought causes. I've worked for the church in development and in peace building for over 20 years. I've worked in Indonesia, in Northern Ireland, and Sri Lanka, and I have met so many wonderful people like Janet. And I too have seen firsthand the challenge of drought and the anxiety of a never-ending dry season. But Janet's story isn't one of drought, it's one of hope. Because thanks to people like you, Janet has drought-resistant seeds that can grow in a harsh climate. Her farm, as you saw, is bursting with life. She's proud to show us the food she has grown. Bowls of groundnuts, wild fruit, golden corn, a whole rainbow of color. And the food doesn't go to waste. She has built a storeroom to keep her harvest safe and secure, to help her bounce back in future droughts. She knows that changes are coming and is able to adapt before crisis hits. Our passages today point us to unity in the body of Christ from the prayer of John, and hope in Christ's coming and future grace in the passage in Revelation. Unity in hope. In Christian Aid, we try to put that into practice. Through our local partners in Mashonaland and eastern Zimbabwe, we're working with two of the poorest districts with a population of approximately 250,000 people. It's a land of agriculture and subsistence farmers, and with European Union funding, we've been working with Janet and with many others like her in the communities to prepare for and adapt to a harsh and changing climate. For whilst it's a beautiful land, Zimbabwe is also a land at the forefront of the climate crisis. The dry seasons are becoming increasingly problematic to predict and define. Vulnerable communities face the threat of more intense droughts, floods, and storms. And when the rain does come, its intensity increases year on year, a factor uncomfortably balanced by the way in which daily minimum temperatures continue to climb. This changing climate has resulted in more challenging conditions for farmers and makes a successful production of crops next to impossible. In fact, over the past 30 years, Zimbabwe has had to deal with 10 droughts, the 6 warmest years on record, with maximum temperatures already 2 degrees higher than a century ago. But beautiful sunny days here in Kingston, aren't they? The temperature is rising. And in Zimbabwe, its main lake, Lake Kariba, water levels have dropped by 2/3, reducing power generation and agricultural production across the country by 1/3. That just fuels further hunger and poverty. Some of you may know firsthand what it's like to be fully reliant on rain to farm and to produce for you and your family. The failure of crops is devastating. It pushes you into a struggle for survival. And it's perhaps unsurprising that this situation provokes strong primal fears within us. And it's so it should. The word hunger doesn't need explanation for anyone. And it tends to be accompanied by feelings as much as facts. When harvest fails, you face the threat of hunger. Friends, this is the reality of climate change on many people's lives, and yet the carbon emissions that cause the catastrophe comes from lands far away, from you and from me. Look, we know it's not solely the scarcity of food that brings concerns. The ever-changing weather is accompanied by the presence of diseases that people live with, such as malaria, cholera, dengue. I've had a few of those. I don't welcome them, but I have had incredible health care when I've tried to deal with them. And then we add the thing we all understand, the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic has added another 1.3 million Zimbabweans to the numbers of extreme poor. Almost half of Zimbabwe's population is now in extreme poverty, with children bearing the brunt of the misery. Sadly, this is not just a Zimbabwean story. For the first time in a generation, global poverty is rising again. The combined effects of the pandemic, of conflict, of the climate crisis, have robbed communities across the world of the power to provide for their own future. And these crises mean that we're now living in an era of unprecedented global displacement. Just this week, the number of forcibly displaced people in the world exceeded 100 million people. One in 100 people have fled their home. This number has almost doubled in the past decade. So humanitarian crises coupled with instability and conflict in places such as Afghanistan, Yemen, South Sudan, and now on our own doorstep in Europe, mean that millions of people are literally on the move. Christian Aid came into being some 75 years ago as a response to the devastation following the Second World War and the plight of many hundreds of thousands of refugees. The churches of Britain and Ireland came together and decided it was our Christian duty to recognize our neighbors, to allow others a full life, a life fulfilled, a life lived, a life united by hope. The response of churches and others across the UK to the war in the Ukraine has been unprecedented. The Disasters Emergency Committee, of which Christian Aid is a founding member, has raised over £300 million so far. And for me, it's a challenge to balance the enthusiasm for support in the Ukraine with the very real needs in Syria, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, and other similar crises that we have been dealing with for quite some time. But it would be wrong of me to say that the Ukraine response is oversubscribed. It's not. The need is real. It's ongoing. It's perhaps that those other situations are undersubscribed. So what have we done in the Ukraine? Well, our first response has focused on hospitals, equipping them with trauma kits and other much needed medical and pharmaceutical equipment and supplies. And some of you may not be aware, because one of the untold tragedies of the war has been the steep rise in the number of pregnant women giving birth to premature babies. So Christian Aid has been equipping hospitals across Ukraine with baby incubators, oxygen concentrators, thermal blankets, and we've been working outside the Ukraine with partners in Hungary, in Poland, in Romania, to offer assistance to those leaving the Ukraine. And finally, we've been urging the UK government to support humanitarian efforts and to welcome vulnerable people fleeing the conflict. Friends, clearly our world is not a fair place, but at Christian Aid, we believe it should be, which is why we remain united by hope, because hope makes peace possible. Hope makes freedom unquestionable. Hope brings a better tomorrow for everyone. And our readings today focus on these two concepts, unity and hope. Christ, as he prepares to die, is committing the work of the church into the hands of his disciples. And he prays for them, praying that the children of God would be united, not divided. United not because of the work that we do, but because of the work that God has already done in our lives. The work Christ has done for us and the work that the Spirit continues to do in us. Our unity is unavoidable because it comes from God. So our response to brothers and sisters across the world is also unavoidable. We are God's people, quite literally, whether we like it or not. And when we spend time looking out and learning from the day-to-day experience of people outside of our reality, like the communities in Zimbabwe or Ukraine, and when we choose to give, to act, to pray in Christian Aid Week, we are playing our part. We are responding to this calling for unity. Not by going in person, but in our partnership with grassroots communities who work on the ground, who know best how to make a difference. That's how Christian Aid works, as God works, through the disciples, through the church, through agencies like Christian Aid, through others. And the vision in Revelation of a future kingdom with Christ at the center and all creation reconciled is a final vision of justice in the Bible, and it's a vision of immense hope. A hope that we are promised. A hope that we can share with others. Where all are invited. For all who hunger and thirst can come to the river. All can come. So as we reflect on our present world in crisis, on the 1 in 100 million people who have fled in their homes, of communities on the front line of the climate crisis facing hunger, of communities each day affected by conflict, what's our response? What are we willing to do? How do we show this invitation of hope? For more than 75 years, the churches of Britain and Ireland have come together each Christian Aid Week to recognize our duty to our neighbors near and far, to allow others a full life, a fulfilled life, a life lived. And in the words of Oscar Romero, it is not the will of God for some to have everything and others to have nothing. This cannot be God. For today, there remains 2 billion people without access to clean water, 1.4 billion people living in extreme poverty. Out of those, 800 million will tonight go to bed hungry. Hungry for food, hungry for the ability to grow our own food, in short, for the bread and butter needs of day-to-day life. Friends, we were not taught to pray, give me today my daily bread. But we were taught to pray, give us today our daily bread. And for those 800 million who are hungry, this cannot be the way that God intended it to be. So thank you to each and every one of you for the part that you have played supporting Christian Aid. It's an incredible achievement. The range of activities you've taken part in, the fun you've had, the way you have inspired others, and the funds you have raised have been overwhelming. And the first thing I did when I received the Jerusalem Lemma video the other day was share it across the leadership of Christian Aid, and the first word I got back was, wow, goosebumps. Thank you, folks. Well done. Ray and all, every single one of you. You have joined with the activities of hundreds of thousands of supporters and 20,000 churches who've added up to the UK's largest active witness for those fleeing poverty and injustice. This year, you'll help women like Janet and Jessica to provide for their families, to grow drought-tolerant crops, adapt to grow food in dry seasons, eat healthier or nutritious food, and learn new skills for alternative sources of income when agriculture fails. Your gifts this Christian Aid Week will not only help fulfill the need to grow food, but also act as a physical demonstration of hope and the inbreaking of justice. This is the work of the Kingdom of God, and one that we cheerfully and enthusiastically embrace. So thanks again for the part you've played in fulfilling God's vision for all his people. We can only do the work that we do in Christian Aid because of the work that you do to support us. In the seemingly undoable task of ending poverty, as God searches for his kingdom on earth, thy kingdom come, your faithful love put into action unites us in hope. Amen. We'll just take a few moments in silence, and then I'll lead us in prayer, after which we could close using the words that Christ taught us to pray together. So let us pray. Christ has no body now, but yours. No hands, no feet on earth, but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ looks compassion into the world. Yours are the feet with which Christ walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which Christ blesses the world. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You've been sitting a while. Let's stand, let's sing, let's praise God, who is everlasting, in the words of the wonderful hymn of praise, "You are the everlasting God." Christine is now going to lead us in our prayers for others. Thanks, Christine.
Let us pray. We pray for those who are unwell or in difficulties. We give thanks for those who worked so hard for Christian Aid Week, and those who donated. We pray for people like Jessica and Janet, that their lives may improve and continue improving as a result of the help they have received from Christian Aid. We pray for the people of Zimbabwe and all who suffer from the effects of bad government. We pray for the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia who don't know the true situation. We pray for politicians and diplomats making hard decisions. We pray for those who suffer hunger and displacement as a result of the climate emergency. We pray for ourselves that we may stand up for justice and be part of the solution, not part of the problem. In silence, we bring before you our own special concerns for people and situations. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.
All good things come from the Lord our God, and as God gives to us, so we freely and joyfully give as part of our celebration and worship. Let us receive the offering. So we pray, Father, take these 5 loaves, these 2 fishes, these oil pour on your feet, these gifts that come online, routinely, and spontaneously placed. We dedicate them to you and ask that you bless them, multiply them, and perfect them. To the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we sing? You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth. In the name of God, who plants the trees of the field, who plants the seeds of justice, be hungry. In the name of Christ, who hangs on the tree of love, be fruitful. In the name of the Spirit, who inspires God's will in our hearts and in our lives, be celebrated. Go out, Christ's people, with joy, here and throughout the world, now and forevermore. Be blessed. Amen.